It's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
You know, today is really the first time all year I'm actually jealous of the South Florida weather because it is crappy here. On Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Welcome in Lee Sterling. Lee, how we doing this week? Yeah, I guess we could break down the four games they're actually having. So, let's get to it. Indiana has lost at least five games every year since 1994. They upgraded a little last year, and now they're ranked 10th. They've beaten Michigan and Penn State. They won at the Big House. And Michigan State, of course, won in Ann Arbor, got the first victory for Mel Tucker. Then they tanked at Iowa. This is a weird one. An early morning start in East Lansing. The Hoosiers laying 7 on the road. What gives here?
Well, I don't want to buck a hot quarterback. Michael Penix is playing great football. You go against hot quarterbacks, you're going to be in big trouble. So I just think that Indiana's playing at a high level. Michigan State, I mean, bottom 10 in rushing. You usually think about this team and you think about, you know, big linemen controlling the line of scrimmage, but not the case anymore. They got some real problems on the offensive line. Quarterback Rocky Lombardi is a turnover machine. They have 10 turnovers in their two losses here. Indiana doesn't have a great defense, but they're plus 6 in turnover ratio in the three games. So I'm going to ride the Hoosiers one more game. I'm going to have them winning this game here 41-20.
All righty. In the SEC, who's just having all kinds of issues, they will have a game at the Swamp, Arkansas, against Florida. After losing a tight one to Texas A&M, the Gators bounce back. They beat Mizzou. They won at the cocktail party against Georgia. And since, of course, Bobby Petrino went full Sons of Anarchy and got fired, the Hogs are just been terrible. They're off back-to-back 10-loss seasons. Their new coach is Sam Pittman, who was at Georgia. Big number here. Gators, a huge 17.5-point chalk. What's your play here?
So Arkansas is catching Florida at the perfect time. I mean, Florida's coming off that win over Georgia. They hadn't beaten Georgia in each of the last 3 years. They finally get it done this year. They're probably going to be headed to the SEC championship game. Arkansas is getting better and better. I mean, the team that hasn't lost against the spread here, Sam Pittman, their head coach, probably coach of the year. He's changed the culture. They couldn't even win an SEC game the last couple of years, but they lose by 11 to Texas A&M. Then last week, they're down 13-0 to Tennessee. Years past, that was it. They didn't even bat an eye. They come back and they score 24 unanswered. I think they're the right side. I'm going to take Arkansas here. All they need to do is keep it close here. That's 17.5 points. That's 3 or 4 possessions. And I think they're going to slow down the game. They just want to get off 58-60 snaps, snap the ball with 2-3 seconds to go, and just keep it close. Also, Kyle Pitts, star tight end for Florida. He's in the concussion protocol. Doesn't look like he's going to play. If he can't give it a go, their defense is going to have to come up with some takeaways. If you watch the tape, when he went out of that game, they looked great when he was in. When he went out of that game, they were not the same team. I think Florida wins the game 38-30, but I think Arkansas covers.
That's a lot of points. excuse me, after much consideration and questions about the Beaver program, looks like we're going to get Washington making their season debut, home for OSU, who fell victim to that new Washington State run and shoot. The Dogs begin the Jimmy Lake era. He's being coy regarding who might be his new quarterback, listing 4 guys on the depth chart. Huskies, though, laying it big, 13 at home. Who we liking here?
I mean, Oregon State looked terrible. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, everyone thought, you know, that they were going to be improved. They went 4 of the last 6 games, and, you know, their quarterback, I mean, he just not great at all. He's going to have to, they're going to have to develop some type of passing game if they want to have any chance to compete at a high level, and I just don't see it. And then on top of that, you know, their defense. They just don't have playmakers. You got to have playmakers to play at a high level. So I don't know whether they're not recruiting well enough or, you know, maybe they're just not developing these kids, but I just don't see it. I see a team that's going to be a lower-level team, and Washington, the one strength they have is a defensive secondary. If Oregon State falls behind, Washington can end up picking off a couple passes here. So I don't think their offense is going to be great, but I think a couple takeaways will be the difference here. I like Washington 38-20.
All righty, let's get to our game, as they say. Washington State with their new coach, Nick Rolovich, new quarterback and the freshman, Jaden DeLora, new offense with the run and shoot. And that team who has led the country in most pass attempts and least rush attempts for five straight years were exactly balanced last week. I didn't even recognize them. Oregon, slow start, but the defense kind of buckled up in the red zone. They end up winning 35-14. But, yeah, Ducks a large 10-point road favorite here. How do you see this one?
So, you know, I was a little shocked at the line, but I think they understand that, you know, Washington State just did not play a good team last week, and they just, I mean, Washington State, I think the quarterback's going to be good. I think he's a find. But the problem here is, you know, they outside of their backup running, but if they just don't have any receivers, you go, wow, that guy can really do something in a big game. So, you know, they played a bad team. You know, I think eventually they're going to be pretty good, but I just think that their defensive line, I think that you can run on them. And if you control the clock, you hold the ball for 35, 38 minutes, I think they're in trouble. So I like the running attack. I thought he looked good. And as long as they don't turn the ball over two, three times, I think they'll be in good shape. I'm going to take the Ducks here. I think they win this game here 42-21.
All righty, double them up. Let's move to the NFL, talking with Elise Sterling, Paramount Sports, big one in the NFC West. Seahawks have the lead by a game, but if the Rams win, they take the advantage via the tiebreaker. And so weird last week, Seahawks get Jamal Adams back, they debut Carlos Dunlap, they sack Josh Allen seven times, and they give up the most points since Pete Carroll became coach. I don't know what the heck. This could be a dandy. L.A., a small one-point home favorite. How you see this one playing out?
Yeah, so, you know, the Rams, believe it or not, have the number one defense in the NFL. A lot of people don't realize that. And they, Aaron Donald, he just dominates the Seahawks whenever they play. 12 sacks in 12 games, so he's going to be tough to control. I just don't know if there's anyone on that Seattle team that can block him. And then in the secondary, they're banged up. It looks like they're missing maybe two or three key guys in the secondary. A couple other guys are playing injured. I don't know if Adams feels completely comfortable in this defense yet. Might take a couple more games. And, you know, running back, missing the top two running backs, they're going to have to do something. They got to get someone back because Russell Wilson's going to have to have some games where he throws for 375 to 400 yards for them to be successful. So, hey, they're competitive, but we're seeing now against good teams like the Bills, they just have too many holes. So I'm going to take the Rams here. I think they're going to hurt them throwing the football, and I just don't think that Seattle's going to be able to counter with no running game whatsoever. So let's take the Rams here, 31-24.
All righty, and my usual closing soliloquy. We like to talk about the big games and, of course, make a local connection with the Ducks or Beavs, but your service is about seeking out those advantageous matchups, picking winners for your clients. So let the folks know how they can get your game of the week. San Diego State, a big favorite over the Bows of Hawaii, and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
So it's not a high-profile game. I mean, let's be honest. San Diego State's already lost, and so is Hawaii. But sometime in these games, you find a matchup that you can exploit. It's probably the biggest game I have in college football. You want to get this game for free, just call 800-400-9741. And how about this? This is a promotion I get the most response from every year. Believe it or not, people are always waiting for it. It's called Crazy Eights. It's eight games combined, college and pro, four in college, four in the NFL. It's an instant download, and eight games, $88. And if we don't have a winning record, 4-4 is not good enough. We don't go 5-3, 6-2, 7-1, or twice we've gone 8-0 in the last 5 years on this promotion, you will get the next week for free. So 8 games, $88 exclusively at ParamountSports.com.
All right, Lee, always look forward to it. Always fun. Have a good weekend, my friend. We'll catch up next Friday.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Take it easy.